This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Some seriously disturbing trends in the world of governments and their responses to internet freedom and internet companies and how they run their business. And we saw recently Facebook's head executive, CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, come out with basically a blog post that was actually published in the Washington Post. We couldn't access it on the night that we discussed it, so we ended up reading a summary of it. But turns out the actual post is over on the Facebook Newsroom website. So if you actually want to see what Zuckerberg says, I don't think we're going to get into it here, but he just basically begs the government to create regulations, and not just any government, but basically asks for a world government regulated regulation.
Yeah.
Like, to have essentially the same regulations enacted by all world governments.
I mean, talk about scary.
Yeah. So it's Ian, Vincent, and Chris in the studio here tonight. And then, Chris, you brought up this story out of both the UK and, most importantly, Australia, because Australia did it first, and that is passing a law that will possibly be holding executives of social media companies to criminal liability for refusing, or rather failing.
Not even refusing, just not in a timely fashion.
Right. Failing to rapidly remove, quote, abhorrent violent material, unquote, from their platforms. So that's where we kind of left off here. If you want to comment, you can join us at toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. And it says here that this puts Australia at the forefront of a global movement to hold these companies accountable for the content they host, which I think is a huge problem. It is a very scary thing to, to give a webmaster legal liability for the content created by his or her users. I mean, in Facebook's case, they pay, I don't know how much money, but they have contractors, they have thousands of them, whose job it is to review the reported posts. So if you post something on Facebook and somebody doesn't like it and they report your post to Facebook, well, they have people who then review the post and decide whether or not that post violates Facebook's terms of service, community guidelines, or whatever. And if they think it violates it, then they perform whatever action, which can involve a 7-day ban or a 30-day ban or whatever, you know, system that they've got these days. It can be appealed and then, you know, reviewed by another person and so on and so forth. So they have systems in place for this, and it's very costly for this. But the average person who's running a forum, who may have comments turned on a blog, the average person does not have a swarm of moderators to go in and police content. I run freekeen.com. There's comment sections there. If somebody posts something in that comment section, most of the time I won't know about it because I'm not actively looking at it. Should I be held liable for someone who posts an illegal thing within the comments that I don't even know is there? That's what they're talking about.
You know what's even more disturbing is that I don't remember if this is the Liberdon server this happened on, but there was
one of the Mastodon servers.
Yeah, one of the Mastodon servers.
Decentralized social.
Yeah, a decentralized
network.
Right. This is a decentralized server. And somebody got kicked off
of Liberdon?
I don't know if it was Liberdon. I should back up a second. I think it might have been Liberdon, but I'm not 100% positive on that. But anyway, there was a Mastodon server, and they got kicked off the server because something they said was reported, and basically the person who administered that Mastodon server didn't want to deal with it. So, yeah, it's this situation where it's a really scary situation for anybody who is running one of these servers, and they don't have, you know, they don't have They don't have any control over what people post.
You could, but you don't have the time.
Right.
And if you had all day, every day to go and review on even a minorly popular website to review every post that's being made, this is impossible. The level of effort you would have to put in. That's why some websites are just shutting off commenting.
Yeah.
Why bother? Why bother to allow your users to have a voice, because some of them might use that voice to say despicable things, which could then get you in hot water with the government? Why would you bother at that point?
Well, big reason is because a lot of the times the institution that publishes a piece or the author gets scrutinized in the comments and gets undermined, right? Where sometimes if I didn't trust the source, I'd go and read the comments and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. So I think that's, it obviously liabilities and such, there's that, but I think for the most part, at least in regards to journalistic websites, I forget, but I can't name any specific ones, but a lot are getting rid of her comment sections. I think it is just to crush dissent.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, especially with news sites, and they've been doing this for a while. A lot of news sites don't have comments anymore.
Yeah, I can't think of which ones don't have them. I know Vice turned theirs off.
I think the BBC got rid of theirs.
Really?
I think so, yeah. It was a while ago, too.
And when I was in, I had a course here at the college, and the professor, he posed that. He said, because one of the five responsibilities of journalists is to provide a forum for public discussion or something. I forget exactly how it was phrased.
Who said this? A professor?
Yeah, it was talking about the fundamentals of journalism and such. And so...
That sounds like bunk.
It's theory, right? So this was like the 101.
I mean, television is not a forum in any way, shape, or form.
No, but I mean, like, the philosophy behind journalism, and we were just, he said, like...
You might not be phrasing that, right?
The question that he brought up was these, comment sections. It's like, should these websites leave up comment sections when people are posting fake news and getting into arguments and such? And most people said, yeah, it's only, because of the feelings or just because of, it's basically, I think it comes down to people saying things in the comments that the publisher disagrees with.
Was this the point basically to foster debate?
Yeah. He's not telling us what to think. He's saying, it's something to ponder, right?
Well, I mean, as somebody who runs a website, several of them, probably like a dozen of them, but as somebody who
understatement of the year, probably.
Yeah, who runs websites with comments, Freekeen especially, one of the more popular ones. I welcome critical comments. I don't read every comment that gets posted a lot of the times, but sometimes if I, really following an article, I might. And it's interesting to see what people who disagree have to say. But I don't disagree that there are people who would want to crush that.
I'd say that's because, you actually believe what you're writing. You're not publishing lies. I'd say a lot of these, websites who take down the comments, I imagine
they're getting called out.
Exactly. That's what I'd say. Okay. Obviously, there's always going to, it's the internet. There's always going to be some stupid people who say something racist or something. But I'd say for the most part, it's when they publish propaganda or fake news or covering something up, it's people in the comments saying, no, that's not true, and then pointing to evidence.
There's particular stories that are covered frequently that get particular people, saying things that are problematic. I think the BBC did, actually, they didn't ban, I think they still have a comment section, but it's not on all stories is what it is. So they went from all stories to only some stories they'll have a comment section on.
Back to
but there's certainly others.
I see here it says you have to sign up for a BBC account and use your real name. Oh, that's the other thing, too. Yeah.
But they still don't have comments on all stories.
No. That's the other thing, too. It's like, and that they talked about in the journalism course, it's like people should have their real name and address. That's why a lot of local papers, if for their comment section or letters to the editor,
you gotta log in.
You have to self-dox yourself, right? You have to give, your address, your phone number, everything.
Or if you're a subscriber, they already have your address, and then you can comment.
No, not just for anyone who wants, at least of Valley News, anyone who wants to do a letter to the editor, you have to just post all your personal info to be able to do it, which, in my opinion, is a way to intimidate people with opposing viewpoints than the status quo.
Yeah, and what happens when they post fake, right? So it's like...
The commenter or the newspaper?
The commenter, right? Like, they post that they are so-and-so from at such address, and then you're basically...
I'm Barack Obama.
People are going to attack you. Well, now they're going to attack the person that you are pretending to be.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
Or pretending to be someone you hate, having an alias of a name, someone you hate.
Sure, that's what he's talking about. Right, exactly.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, talking about internet freedom and how some people are dealing with the freedom on the internet by outlawing it and targeting the people running the websites. Because the government knows they're not going to have an easy time going after an anonymous commenter. If you're logged into some social media site through, let's say, the Onion Router, Tor, or VPN, they have no idea who you are.
Well, that won't be allowed anymore.
Don't give them any ideas. 855, 450, free. They probably figured that one out. Yeah, some sites block Tor.
They already blocked Tor. A lot of websites block Tor.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. 855, 450, free. If you want to join us, and bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here and take control of the airwaves. Arno number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in lines as well over at discord.lrn.fm. And I'm actually going to be handing out cash in the studio here tonight, which I don't know if this has happened on just like the regular radio show very much at all, where people have thrown in tips. I think that's the first time you've ever gotten anything, Chris, from one of the tips. But it is something we will do because, you know, the listeners are throwing money in. I figure the co-hosts need to get a piece of the action, right?
Hey, yeah, that's awesome. Hey, if you want me to say more crazy stuff, guys, just let me know.
thank you to our Twitch chatters there, Baraka
66.
And also Gene the Christian Anarchist. So they got us past our arbitrary goal of tip receiving. So I've now moved the tipping goalposts and increased.
You changed the name of the thing. It used to be named something funny, and then you changed the name of it. Or at least it doesn't show up.
I don't recall it.
It was the Guns and Drugs Fund.
Oh, yeah, I changed that a long time ago.
And then correlation doesn't imply causation, but after you changed it, we get a lot more donations.
Indeed.
But
yeah, probably wasn't
it.
a good name.
Thank you, Gene and Brock. It's always greatly appreciated. It helps keep the lights running here, so we appreciate that.
That's right. So once again, it's twitch.lrn.fm if you want to go and check that out. Oh, yeah, and I meant to ask you earlier. I know we haven't finished the story about Australia yet, but I asked you off the air, and I kind of meant to ask you on the air. You said you'd never you told me, Chris, that you'd never seen the television series Dexter before.
Yeah, I don't. I've heard of it, but I don't know. I can't recall the show, and I may have seen a show or something.
It's
or parts
a really
of it,
good.
I just don't,
it's like it's,
can't recall at the moment.
It's one of the best, I would say, dramatic series that I've seen in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. By no means am I a prolific television watcher, so I certainly haven't seen a bunch of shows, but this one's good. It's all about a murderer. Since we were talking about psychopaths.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's all about a serial killer.
Yep.
Who tries to like. He kind of has a conscience, basically, so he pushes his drive to kill in the direction of killing other murderers, basically.
Oh, okay.
So he is a cop. He's like a blood spatter expert. He's not a real cop. He's like a blood spatter kind of guy. And so he actually is not only an investigator on murder scenes, but he himself is actually a killer of people who are killing innocent folks. And the series over, I think, like 7 seasons, so it lasted for quite a long time, kind of delves into the psychology of this main character and what it is that drives him. So as somebody who was kind of commenting on that earlier, I think you might enjoy that series. Because it does try to humanize a killer in that case, because you like the character, right? You're designed to like him. Now, of course, it's fictional.
I'll say this much. From what you've said so far, it sounds like he's trying to excuse murder.
Well, he's a psychopath who's driven to kill, and he tries to.
But killing bad people is still killing. It's still killing, and that's wrong.
He's still committing a crime.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
But I don't even care if he's committing a crime. It's just wrong from a moral standpoint.
Sure, but some people wouldn't see it as wrong as killing innocent people.
I think it's just as wrong.
Well, that's another discussion to have, but that's one of those issues that show brings up. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Recommend that. Good show. So back to the story about Australia. This is from the New York Times. Damien Cave reporting that the law now has been passed in Australia. Quote, this is from the Attorney General in Australia, these platforms should not be weaponized for these purposes. He said, Internet platforms must take the spread of abhorrent violent material online seriously. Written quickly and without much input from technology companies or experts, the measure goes as far as any other democracy's attempt to punish multinational tech platforms for the behavior of their users. Quote, this is most likely a world first, said Porter. This is, again, the Attorney General there. Adding that, quote, there was a near unanimous view among Australians that social media platforms had to take more responsibility for their content.
Wow.
Which, of course, isn't actually their content. It's the content of their users, although their terms of service does give them usually the ability to use your content in whatever way they deem fit. So if you post, like, a picture to your profile or a video and they decide they want to make a Facebook advertisement, commercial out of your pictures, they can. you've given them permission to do that. You don't give them ownership of the content. You just give them the non-exclusive right to use
yeah,
the content.
Like nicest of license.
Right.
Usually, I think.
The legislation criminalizes abhorrent violent material, which it defines as videos that show terrorist attacks, murders, rape, or kidnapping.
So no Duke Nukem, then. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
How realistic there is, you know, does it
they
have
had
to be?
Women upside down in cages, bleeding and...
in Duke Nukem?
Probably titillating for
they were titillating,
a particular
yeah.
audience, yeah.
You know, you bring up a really good point there, Chris, because we already discussed in the aftermath of the horrific shooting in New Zealand recently, we discussed how New Zealand has a censor, and they've had it for, I don't know, decades, if not a couple hundred years, ever since they've been around, basically, 150 years or whatever.
Yeah, the UK was like 100 years, I think.
Yeah, so they've had censors there, and those censors have banned video games, they've banned music, yeah. they've banned T-shirts, they've banned movies, they've done all kinds of things like that. And so really that is an important question. When they say that, quote, abhorrent violent material is video that shows terrorist attacks, murders, rape, or kidnapping, I presume it also includes photographs, right? Because video is just a series of photos in a row that just, you know, flash quickly. But video games are pretty much photorealistic these days. I mean, they're pretty much like to the point where at a glance – you might not be able to tell the difference. I mean, it's not quite there, but it's like on the cusp of that, basically.
And it's gotten past the uncanny valley for the most part also.
What is that?
Uncanny valley is where if something is imitating a person,
mm-hmm.
but not exactly right, or something off about it, it puts people off. So like
in the Star Wars movie where they had the computer-generated humans.
Like
some people felt it was wrong. Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, Peter Cushing, you know, he's been dead for a while. But I think, like, in terms of animation, like, I don't know if you saw in just 2001 via Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so that got past the uncanny valley. Obviously, it wasn't the most realistic, but that was in 2001. So the things that
they didn't look
today,
like humans, though.
Well, no, I'm saying it was a step, right? That was in 2001. That was a step. They animated all the hair.
Yeah,
and
it looked
the
good.
Characters. So like in like video games today, just like, you know, my dad's an old man, but like he saw me playing like was it GTA. GTA
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and just like not the cutscenes, but like the game itself. It looked photorealistic.
Yeah.
And so GTA 6, like, you know, the sky's the limit.
Right. They actually had modifications for, was it Battlefront 2, I think it's called? It's a Star Wars first-person shooter game where, yeah, it looks pretty good on like the PlayStation, but if you've got a computer with like a balls-to-the-wall graphics card, you know, dual graphics cards, you know, super powerful kind of stuff, they have modifications for that game that basically make it look like the movie.
Mm.
Like the explosions and the graphics, and it's like you couldn't tell the difference, at least in the still frames that I saw from these upgrades. So just absolutely incredible stuff. So that brings up, begs the question, would a clip from one of these video games of, you know, Darth Vader torturing, you know, one of these characters the game, is that going to be an abhorrent violent material that also would be banned? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Insisting there is a crisis at the southern border, President Trump tours the construction of a new segment of border wall at Calexico, California.
Much of it's reinforced heavily and very, very hard to climb. If you want to climb that, pretty sharp up on top, too. If you want to climb that, you deserve whatever you can get.
The visit comes as record numbers of asylum-seeking families from Central America are crossing into the U.S. In Texas, Vice President Mike Pence announcing new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in Venezuela, saying Cuba has inserted itself into the situation.
Cuba's leaders are the real imperialists in the Western Hemisphere. The truth has to be told.
The United States on Friday targeting oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the Maduro government, aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever is on your mind and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And don't forget, still to come this evening, if you're on our Twitch feed. If you're not on our Twitch feed, you should follow us there over at twitch.lrn.fm. Even Chris signed up for a Twitch account. I saw you do it. I know you did.
Yeah.
Did they show you the source code?
Let's see. That's good.
That's why I brought it up.
No, I believe Twitch is just a website where you access it and can go on, and there was nothing to there. I certainly would not be executing some other company's code on my computer outside of maybe JavaScript on the system. So,
but you did sign up for a Twitch account.
Yes, I will admit to having signed up.
Are you thinking about transmitting your show on Twitch?
It's certainly something I've considered. It's not the primary source, but possibly
as an alternative.
I would, and I'm not talking about Twitch specifically, but other sources, just generally speaking.
Because you do a show called Freedom Decrypted. It is a Saturday afternoon, well, evening, starts at 5 o'clock Eastern time, and Rich Paul joined you for the first time last week, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, so.
Is he coming back?
Yes, the plan is to have him back, so he's going to be the new regular co-host on Freedom Decrypted.
Very cool.
Yeah.
A bit of a different perspective on things.
The first show was, it was interesting.
Everybody's got to kind of find their zone, their interaction, their rapport with the other person. Sometimes people don't work together, but you said it was all right.
It was okay, but I don't even think it was so much that we like we're not good together, mm-hmm. So much as I wasn't judging it.
Yeah,
I understand.
Just the first time, anytime you know two people are together, there's that sort of finding whether it be a relationship for love or whether it be business or doing a show.
Absolutely. I actually, to be honest, it wasn't even Rich or me being the first time together that was so much. I think I've been on with Rich on this show actually at some point,
perhaps.
But I don't even think it was that. It was more like I wasn't feeling well.
That'll do it. Yeah, that'll completely throw off your perception.
I was still recovering from a cold I had a little bit, and so it made the show a lot harder to do.
But you do your own streaming, which was what I was really impressed about when you launched Freedom Decrypted. Was my question was, well, what were you going to do about video? And your answer was, I'm just going to do it myself. And basically, you rolled your own video server,
totally decentralized. I mean,
You still have the content distribution network, right, or something that's pushing you out?
It is relayed via a co-located server.
Right, you're not hosting viewers straight out of your house.
No, there is a stream going from our studio to a relay server.
You said it's co-located? That means it's your server in Iraq somewhere?
It's a VPS, actually. Not,
okay, you bought some space.
Right.
But you could buy that from anybody.
Right, exactly, exactly. So it's not like if for some reason somebody were to shut us down, okay, big deal, I would just switch server or, switch VPSs. So it takes about 5 minutes to set up.
So you're the one who's programming and administering the server out there. It's not somebody else's.
The server is programmed and administered really at the studio level, not really
at your studio.
Not on the server that's relaying. Because all the server that's doing that's relaying is relaying, which is like app get install, relay programmy thingy.
Okay. Easy and, for computer games.
I mean, and that's basically it. And I think I may have to open up some port or something, or maybe, I don't know.
But I thought that was cool because you had explained to me that it's actually way more affordable than I was thinking it was. Because every time I look at these packages from the professional video streamers, they're insanely expensive, and you managed to do it for pennies, basically.
Yeah, and to be honest, the shows that you download in the video, if you download it, it is not coming from the relay server. It's only if you are watching the show live where we have the relay set up.
I see.
So it's still mostly in our own hands as far as control. There's not really any third party.
But there's no platform. There's no YouTube. There's no Twitch. There's none of those people are in charge of your stream. They can't shut you down.
Right. And it really wasn't as hard. It really wasn't that hard to get set up. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, it certainly took a little bit of work, but I'd say 90% of the work was setting up the studio, getting the lights, setting up the lights, getting the green screen working, getting the radio. There's like,
well, plus a lot of that was new for you.
It was brand new. We did go with like professional kind of equipment, so it was more complicated, and I had no idea what I was doing. So
learning curve.
I mean, it's not. I didn't just hook up a USB audio microphone. I mean, to my computer and start recording. It was,
you've got a studio. You've got a
I mean, you've seen it.
That's your
you've
basement.
Got an idea.
You've turned your basement, basically, or a portion of it. Into,
yeah, a portion of it. Yeah,
it looks nice.
Yeah, it came out pretty good, I think.
So check them out over at freedomdecrypted.com.
Yes, freedomdecrypted.com. Okay.
Freedomdecrypted.com, and then Vincent, you've also got your own shows, more than one of them.
I do now. Although the Thursday show is pretty much, it's just a looser, more, not, I don't want to say freeform because it's all freeform, but a more jovial, type show compared to the Saturday show.
Your show is called Questioning Authority.
Right, yes.
And you just expanded from Saturdays, which is where you've been for more than a year, and you've added a Thursday episode. You're calling it Thirsty Thursday.
Absolutely, and it's been great so far. You could get access,
it's named after the party night, for those that don't know.
What I'd otherwise be doing if I wasn't doing a show here in Keene. And you can find it on shirefreemedia.com.
That's a better use of your time anyway.
I have much more fun doing this than I would at some frat party or something.
Some party where nobody really...
I did that for
quote, party. It's just a bunch of people hanging around drinking.
I partied the first 2 years in college, and then I was like, that's it.
That's it. You had your fill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line on our Discord server in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ian.
Yes,
I want to say to Vincent, I really... think you're amazing, as young as
you
are. I wish I was anywhere near you, where you are now at that youthful position in life. And I'm happy to observe you and watch your radio show and call in on occasion and I'll be doing that. But,
oh, that's awfully nice
very
of you.
Good. Thank you.
All right.
I also want to say about Dexter, I noticed on, I don't know if it's on the computer or somebody was talking about, you know, the death penalty and what Dexter does. And I think
Dexter, by the way, listeners who don't know, we're talking about the fictional character who there's a series on Showtime for several years, I think 7 seasons, where he's a serial killer who kills killers. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, exactly. And I'd almost rather that than what the state does.
Well, yeah, it didn't cost taxpayers a dime.
Well, not only that, I think he was probably more effective at picking bad actors to put down. And I mean, it's almost kind of like a self-defense thing, because I think he was accessing those that were getting away with murder and mayhem, and he was stopping them, and I think that's a reasonable, you know, moral thing.
It's going to be hard to find people. If Dexter were real, it would be hard to find people who are like Chris. who are going to be saying, you need to punish this man to the fullest extent of the law. A lot of people are going to look at that situation and be like, maybe he should get an award, you know, for what he did. Presuming he actually got the right people, right? Because you don't want to get an innocent person.
This is the problem. It's easy to go after somebody who has wronged you, right? Like, I mean, that's everybody wants to get, you know,
to get revenge,
right? To get the revenge, and it's the harder thing to do is not seek revenge.
Oh, I agree with you. I think people should break the cycle of violence. Totally agree.
I don't want there to be revenge. I want there to be an ending of the mayhem and murder that's being done by the otherwise loose criminal. And I think that's actually a perfect thing.
I mean, you can look at it as karma.
I mean,
right?
If, you know, he was a genius, so he was probably pretty effective.
Yeah, he was. There were a couple of times in the show where there was one time in particular where he kind of botched it up, and I knew that there was going to be a punishment coming for it, and there was. And thank you for the call, Bad Slave, on that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. There's enough time here in the radio show version of Free Talk Live for you. Whoa, my God. I don't know what that is. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with 4 legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Just a few moments remain in this live radio version of Free Talk Live. Coming up, we still have on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm the uncensored, or mostly uncensored, Free Talk Live after show. It's called Freer Talk Live.
We need a freer Talk Live.
You would have to do it on your own server, which we can do. We can do that on lrn.fm. If we really wanted to. But the whole point of the after show being on Twitch is to drive people to the Twitch platform. And that's not because, you know, I think the Twitch platform is the greatest thing ever or anything like that. I'm not a huge fan of some of their moderation policies there. But one of the benefits, obviously, of being on these platforms is there's already an audience.
Yeah.
You know, they've got millions of viewers on Twitch. Of course, they're not watching us, but the idea is to attract some of those people over, and so that's what we're trying to do there. So join us over at twitch.lrn.fm, coming up after 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, let's go to Ralph. He's calling from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vincent, and Chris.
Hi. Yeah, you were talking about censorship, and it just brought to mind... Marco Rubio is an anti-BDS bill. I don't know if you heard of that. When the government
BDS?
Was shut down a while back.
Yeah, we spoke of...
BDSD? Or?
Yeah, so we on when you were gone on Anarchapoco, we spoke about this on Free Talk Live with Chris Reitman and Will, and BDS is boycott, divest, and something else, and it's basically where people would choose to boycott Israeli products because of the nation of Israel's abhorrent behavior in the Middle East, and Marco Rubio and many others in Congress are trying to make that illegal.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, if you criticize Israel, then if you have a company, you don't get any government contracts, and, you know, it's like, and states are even doing that. Like South Carolina put a bill in, and they put it on a rider with the budget, so it passed. That if you criticize Israel, it's like against the law to do that in public funded schools or state universities.
This is not something
Texas, there was a while back, they were denied hurricane relief funds. because they had to sign a pledge that they wouldn't boycott Israel, that they weren't for that. You know, it's bad in Europe. Oh, my God. If you question the Holocaust, even if you question the number of Jewish people who died, you know, you go to jail. I mean, grandmas are going to jail for, you know, for doing that. And especially, you know,
well, like, as ridiculous as I think the Holocaust deniers are, I think they should be free to have their ridiculous viewpoints.
Yeah. And the bill you guys are talking about, I don't think that passed, those bills that have passed, I don't think they pass constitutional muster. And I think that's what the lawyers
don't
are basically
pass constitutional muster. So yeah, that doesn't matter. The Patriot Act doesn't pass constitutional muster. Well, all
sure,
these wars we're waging haven't passed constitutional muster. It doesn't matter, right? It might as well be constitutional mustard.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you aware that, like, Auschwitz, there was supposed to have been 4 million Jewish people that died?
Are you seriously going
to
get into this?
And they revised the number down to 1 million. So that takes 3 million off. And if you
do, you really
that
think
now,
it matters?
You go to jail.
Well, politicians in Europe think it matters because if you say like 5,999,000,
does it make it any less
Jews
horrific?
Were,
I mean, to these Holocaust deniers, these people who are obsessed, well, it wasn't 40 million, it wasn't 4 million, it was 400,000, it was 100,000. It's still.
Well, the thing is that the 6 million, that has been used throughout history. It's a Kabbalist number. The Shabbat
Okay,
Liberman,
so you're one of them, huh? You're a Holocaust denier.
And unless
that's what you are.
That there were 6 million died, they can't bring in their new world order. And that's what's going on now.
You're ridiculous.
It's playing right into it.
It does sound ridiculous.
Ridiculous,
you know,
conspiracy.
I can understand somebody if they have if there was a reason.
Well, maybe you
want to
look into the Shabbat a little bit.
I got better things to do.
Yeah. I think there's potentially a point that could be made, but this is I know where he's coming from, and it just sounds ridiculous to me. Too.
It's look, the whole idea that it wasn't 4 million, it was only 400,000. Ha ha. Okay, but that's still 400,000 people who were put to death. It doesn't minimize, to me, changing the factor of the number doesn't minimize the horrors of what happened to those people. But the Holocaust deniers also deny that it even happened at all. They'll deny that there were ovens. They'll deny all kinds of things.
Well, you know, that's the crazy thing. If 4 million down to 1 million, it doesn't really back up the point that you're trying to make, that it didn't happen, right? I mean, it just goes to evidence that it did happen. It just maybe didn't happen to the degree. Now, the only thing that might make the argument that sort of demonstrate a point there, I think, is that if it's revised down to such a degree, is what they're saying even true? But again, I think the evidence is disproportionately in favor of.
I put this
it
in
happened.
The same category as the people who believe that the shooting in Connecticut didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll just add that the reason why, you know, I think Ian, you mentioned the term obsessed. I think what perpetuates a lot of it is the fact that these countries, you know, it's like the only thing you're not allowed to criticize. Which,
oh yeah, no doubt.
So
if
it
you
makes
make
it
a
worse,
thing
right?
Illegal.
I'm
forbidden fruit and all that.
Well, I was going to say that's like they're allegedly on the surface their goal is to reduce anti-Semitism by making it illegal to question historical events, but really it's just going to foster it because people, anytime there's like a privileged class or something, right, or, you know, there's a favored class, that creates even more resentment.
Let's go to, thank you for the call, by the way, Ralph in Maine, as despicable as it was. We go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, I won't be quite as despicable. I'm going to be talking about the perspective, and I've talked about this in the past, of what people are like and what the planet is like. And I get a lot of this from this YouTube channel called Vsauce. I don't know if you ever spend any time watching YouTube, but
I do, but there's a zillion channels, so I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, he covers a lot of science stuff, and some of the stuff that he covers is really eye-opening. Like, for instance, if you shrink the planet down to the size of an apple, the atmosphere is only the thickness of the skin around the apple. That's how thin the atmosphere is around the Earth. And shrinking down the planet to the size of a globe, for instance, so, you know, it's a little bit smaller than a beach ball, the oceans only contain something like 400 milliliters of water. It's just extremely small. You could wipe it up with a paper towel. So the reason I'm putting all this out there is the perspective of how tiny people are on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the numbers, and I've worked out some numbers. I've talked to you about that in the past, about global warming, why I don't think it could happen. But If you look at how small we are and how big the globe is, there's really no chance that any of us or all of us could possibly damage this planet. If you took every single human being on the planet and piled them up in the Grand Canyon, you don't even make a little pile in one small section of the Grand Canyon. So,
I heard today that some dude fell into the Grand Canyon recently.
Oh, well, I bet that didn't
do
him any good.
No,
yeah.
I don't think they know where he is. I think he's dead.
I just think that people, if you look at the size of the planet and look at how small we are, you realize that we're really not a threat to anything. I mean, we're a threat to each other, of course, because we're a violent species for the most part. But we're really not a threat to the planet.
Do you think we can have an impact on the planet?
Locally, you know, in the cities and stuff, yes, we can have an impact. But when you fly over the planet, you see how much empty space there is and how little the smokestacks are. From 35,000 feet, you try to look down there at those big old belching smokestacks, you can't even see them. They're not even visible. So it's not that you can't pollute a local area. Yes, of course you can. But nature will clean that up. Even the Valdez oil spill in Alaska, which they said was going to be for such a long time, it was going to be polluted. That's all natural right now. That's all beautiful. The whole area is just completely gone back to nature.
Takes 20 years, though. It's a little bit of an understatement to say it's all cleaned up.
Years is nothing in the global scale of things.
Yeah, that might be an argument. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to take 50 or 100 years, but the point is that certainly after 20 years, there's still some evidence, out there of destruction from oil spills from not even, I'm trying to think the one that happened in the, was it the 90s in Alaska? I forget exactly
what that's the one you're talking about.
Exxon Valdez.
Valdez.
Oh, is that the one you're talking about? Oh, I'm confusing it. I'm thinking of the one.
It's completely cleaned up. It's nice and clean up there.
Okay.
You're talking about BP. That was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the BP thing is also pretty much cleaned up. If you go onto the Gulf Shores and you try and find any evidence of that, there's a few places in, like some of the streams and stuff that are entering into the Gulf where there's a little bit of damage. But for the most part, nature cleans itself up.
Gene, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And again, just remind our radio listeners, if you want to continue with a less censored version of the show, you can follow us on Twitch. We're going to be continuing there in just a few moments over at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. Be sure you follow our channel there, and you'll get notifications if you want them as to when we're going live for future episodes. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth. Once and for all, visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.